Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
God is in control.
Hallelujah.
I want to thank God for every one of you that will be participating tonight in impacting the lives of the saints. It's been 31 days since December the 31st. I guess you may say 32 days. A journey to present ourselves as a living sacrifice unto God. To present this month as a month of a first fruit, so that the blessings of first fruit can impact every aspect of this year. This is an interesting year. It's the year that God says that He's called us to partnership. And sometime today I was putting a letter together for my partners, and it dawned on me that if we're partners with God, one of the first things that God did was to establish order. Order. And as I reflected on that, I reflected on the fact that one of the things that God spoke to me about concerning 22 was that it was a year that was going to generate a lot of disorder, but that by the grace of God, we are to enforce order. That whatever the enemy is trying to do, we are supposed to reverse it. We are the enforcers of the purposes of God. And no matter what the challenges are, God has made us more than conquerors. Our nation does not belong to the devil.
Yes.
Our cities and our communities, our families do not belong to the devil. Our bodies do not belong to the devil. Therefore, tonight, there will be an establishment of the prophetic declarations of the purposes of God to establish the will of God in the lives of God's people. Every minister that is on this platform tonight have been handpicked by God. Everyone that has ministered throughout this month had been handpicked by God. Therefore, I'm confident of this, that God has something in your mouth that's going to be released tonight. Before we go to the first person that's going to pray tonight, I want to thank God for my son, Dean, for hosting. While I was sick for a moment, you did a great job, to son. I thank God for you. Tonight, the night of prayer. It's a night of impartation. And I'm going to start with a dear son that I love so much, Apostle Victor Phillips. I'm going to give you the first crack at this. Take us through the next 5 or 8 minutes in giving the word, declaring the prayer of faith.
God's blessings, Dr. Zeno. I'm so delighted to be connected to you and, of course, to this group of ministers tonight. It's a great privilege. I don't take it lightly. We bless God for that. Obviously, as I've thought about the theme of this conference that lasted for 31 days, partnership with God, there's a particular verse of scripture that sticks to my mind so much. It is found in Luke chapter number 19 and verse 10. The Bible says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost." I believe that to be very powerful scripture on partnering with God, especially in the context that we are in our country, Canada. I'm believing God for a great outpouring of His Spirit. I'm believing God for mass salvation in this year, 2022.
Amen.
For GAP Church and, of course, all our different churches and outreaches, that the people of this nation, Canada, will turn to Jesus en masse. I think it's due time that we begin to have mega churches in Canada. It is due time we begin to have great impact on our nation. The people are running in droves into the kingdom because they want to encounter Christ. No longer the time to plead and beg people, but people just begin to run to Jesus. And I believe one of such that will come to pass by reason of God manifesting His glory in our time. God releasing His anointing at a different dimension upon us who have been privileged to be called by Him to engage ourselves in the work of the ministry, and of course the entire church body engulfed in the power and the presence of God. The glory will attract people. So I want to really spend my time in praying it towards that direction, because the Lord spoke to us as a church in Niagara that it is the year of new beginning. Now for me, new beginning means a fresh start. It means restoration, means recovering everything that ought to be, what ought to be, taking root and bearing fruit. That is the way I have seen it. So let us spend a few minutes in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are grateful to you. We bless your holy name. We magnify you. We are very grateful for this great opportunity to assemble in this manner to lift up your name and to pray for the body of Christ, and more specifically the GAP Church and your manservant, Dr. Zeno. Thank you for rescuing his life. Thank you for silencing the raging of the enemy. Thank you that you have made all things possible, not just for him, but for every one of us. We are grateful to you. Father, according to your word in Luke 19:10, you sent Jesus to seek and to save that which is lost. And your word declares in Acts 1 and 8 that you've given us the power of the Holy Ghost for us to be witnesses to you in Samaria, in Judea, in Jerusalem, and the uttermost part of the earth, which includes Canada. So, Father, we are declaring tonight, this is the first day of January 2022, that Canada shall be saved. Canada shall be saved. The people of this land shall come to the Savior of Jesus. We are declaring that this nation shall be represented in heaven en masse. That the 8 million people, majority, don't know you at the moment. But we believe in 2022 that the power of the Holy Ghost shall be released upon this nation. It shall be in the blood of the Holy Ghost and in the nation by the Holy Ghost that the church will arise. The body of Christ will arise, and we begin to seek and to save that which is lost. So make Jesus famous in our communities, Jesus famous in our city, famous in our provinces. We begin to declare that the church will arise with the power of the Holy Ghost. That's why, Father, we pray tonight for the outpouring of your Spirit, the outpouring of the Holy Ghost in the measure that the church has never experienced before. We're asking for another great revival, something greater than the Azusa Street revival. When you came to Azusa Street, we see the outcome. Many churches were born out of it. Father, we are believing for a great outpouring of your Spirit in our time, in our nation, Canada, right here in Niagara, there in Winnipeg, in Ottawa, and everywhere, oh God. Jesus, that your Spirit will move in such a measure that we've never experienced before, that there will be great manifestations of your glory, that men and women will be attracted to your presence. They begin to run into your presence. They begin to run to you because they know they have a need for you. Father, we know it is your will, it's your desire. So we are joining our hearts and our faith with you and each other tonight, that your Spirit will move in a measure that is needed, that is very adequate for our needs in this nation, and of course the nations of the earth, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we are standing in your word to rebuke and to cancel the agenda of the enemy. Canada does not belong to the communists, it doesn't belong to the devil, it belongs to Jesus Christ. We are declaring Canada shall be saved, Our nation shall be rescued. Canada shall be rescued. Nation shall be rescued in this end time, oh God, when you pour out your spirit in dimension. Father, let there be a move of your glory. In Jesus' name, we put an end to the harassment of Satan. We put an end to the plans and the plot of darkness to frustrate the church, to frustrate the body of Christ. We put an end to it. We reprimand and say, Satan, take off your hand from humanity. Take off your hand. You didn't die for anybody. You can't die for anyone. You have no right whatsoever to keep impedimenting our lives and destinies. Therefore, in the name of Jesus and by the power of the blood of the Lamb of God, we chase you away from our lives, from our churches, our cities, and our nations. We chase you away. Mazata, Raga, Skelega. Father, we are asking for the release of your mighty warrior angels to take strategic positions, to begin to execute your will and your counsel concerning our nations, concerning our cities, concerning the body of Christ. For we desire souls of men to be rushed into your kingdom, souls of men to be saved, for it is your will, and we are praying your will tonight. And Father, we are asking for grace for every one of us to engage in seeking and saving that which is lost. That's why Jesus came. We should be about the lost business. So Father, we thank you for grace. We thank you for persuasion. We thank you for conviction. We thank you for encouragement to engage ourselves in the missions of Christ. We give you the praise and honor. We thank you and bless you, God, because your word is very clear that when we come together in prayer, you will hear our prayers and you will answer. So we trust, oh God, tonight, that you have heard, you've answered already, and there are great manifestations already right there in Gap Church, that everybody will catch the vision, catch the fire, learning how to partner with you, especially in the area of enlarging and advancing your kingdom. We give you the praise and honor. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, oh God. We thank you and honor you tonight, because we believe that we receive now. We believe that we receive that our nation, Canada, and the nation represented here shall be saved to the glory of your name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' miraculous name, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. What a powerful word and a powerful prayer. That is such a focused prayer about the harvest of the Lord. This is a year of harvest. That's one of the words that the Lord gave to us. And you were so right on in the plan. Unfortunately, it's going to be a harvest that goes both ways. I want us to be prepped at the body, because we are going to see the harvest of so many that some out of judgment and some out of mercy. Not only in the secular world, but within the church. But the grace of God is going to be sufficient for us as we trust Him. This is a time to align with God and His purposes. Thank you for leading in that powerful prayer. I'm going to go to another dear son of the Most High God, Pastor Sam Zampong. It's a son that God has connected our hearts to. And I appreciate him so very much. He's always checking on me, loving on me and Mama. And really appreciate you. I'll let you go on next for the next 5-8 minutes to just say what God has placed on your heart and to lead us in prayer. Unmute yourself. Unmute.
Yes. Please, can you hear?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank God for your life, Bishop, the life of your dear wife, Pastor Maria, and all the awesome men of God tonight. I feel very privileged to be part of this great man of God on this Zoom meeting tonight. As you said earlier, this is the 31st or the 32nd day of your prayer and fasting. And here at Living Word Outreach Ministries in Connecticut, we just came out of our 21 days of prayer and fasting yesterday. And as my the pastor, Mr. Name, the one who came first, was speaking, he kept speaking about harvest. And I kept hearing harvest. And it's all here in Connecticut that God gave us a word in the new year that this is the year of abundant harvest. And the scripture that God has given to us is Joel chapter 2, 23 to 25. And so when he was speaking, I was saying, God, I thank you because this is a confirmation of the great thing that you are doing all over the world. And there is something that I particularly love about January because all the churches and all the men of God around the world are praying. And so it becomes a global force of prayer warriors because the Bible says that one shall put forth to 1,000, 2 to 10,000. And so when we join in prayer and we are praying like this, the enemy has no foothold in our lives. And one thing that God's been telling us here is that this year, whatever that we say, if we do not doubt in our heart, it shall surely come to pass. And Bishop started by saying that there is disorder, there is chaos, but God is ready to bring order into all the situations. Now, when we read Ezekiel chapter 37, the Bible says that God's hands was upon Ezekiel, and the Bible said that he took him to the valley of dry bones. And when he went there, the man of God saw the hopelessness of the situation. And one thing that God showed me this new year is that when God's hands was upon Ezekiel, even though the presence of God was there, but there were still dry bones. God was there, but the bones were there unless he spoke into the situation. And so when you look at Ezekiel 37, verse 4 and verse 7, he said, "Son of man, prophesy." And so this year, God is telling us, it doesn't matter how hopeless situations are. It doesn't matter the disorder, the chaos, and everything that is going on. We just have to speak. And when we speak, God says he will back it up in Jesus' name. It will be like the days of Elijah. Elijah spoke. He said, there will not be any rain. There will not be any dew, but according to my word. And God is ready to back up the word that his servant says. In Mark 11, 22, 24, downwards, the Bible says that whatsoever we shall say, if we do not doubt in our heart and we believe, it shall surely come to pass. Romans 10, 9 to 10. The Bible says that with the heart man believes and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So this is the year of declaration because whatever that we say, believing and not doubting, the Bible says that God is going to break through for us. So tonight, I want to lead us in prayer tonight. I know my brother who came earlier spoke a lot. He said a lot of things. And I'm also going to add to it that whatever God has said this year, that it shall surely come to pass if we do not doubt and if we shall speak his word, if we shall speak the way God is speaking. If we shall speak as he says we should speak, then he shall surely cause the victory to come. I want to say to each one of you tonight that this is our season of victory. There is a scripture in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and the Bible said that King Jehoshaphat had an alliance of three nations against him. They didn't know what to do. But the Bible said that he knew what to do because he went to God in prayer and in fasting. And without taking too much time tonight, you know what happened. Bible said that those that came against him, they were confounded. And tonight I came, Bible said that because of the prayer and the fasting, there was victory. And I pray that what God has started in Gap and what he has put into motion in all over the world and all the churches that are fasting and praying, that God will cause a serious manifestation, that there will be an evidence of what we have been experiencing or what we are expecting. Because there are those who think we are wasting our time by fasting and praying and going to church. But we are praying tonight that God will cause there to be an evidence. God will cause people to know that we are not wasting our time, but that we are seeking a brand new and a breakthrough from God that only God can bring. This is not some kind of a religious exercise, but this is a confrontation that we are having with God, and that God will open the windows of heaven upon our lives, and that the impossible situations will become possible. So tonight, Father, I pray, and I'm in agreement with all your sons and your daughters on the line tonight. Lord, you said this year is the year and the season of abundant harvest. Lord, it doesn't matter what the enemy is doing. It doesn't matter what is happening around the nations. You are still God. And Lord, you are Lord over everything. And so, Lord, I pray tonight, just as you gave Jehoshaphat the victory, when armies came against him and nations came against him and didn't know what to do, but the old word said that he called upon you. And Lord, you heard his cry. Lord, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that this year, whatever comes against your church, whatever comes against your people, that Lord, you will arise and that your enemies will be scattered. Lord, we do know one thing. We do know that the outcome of anything that happens this year, Lord, will be victory because you are seated on your throne. Lord, bless your people. Bless your church. Lord, bless each and everyone, even on this meeting tonight, oh God. Lord, and cause them to know, give them an evidence that will cause them to know that they have had an encounter with Jehovah. And Lord, I prophesy that every dry bone in their life, oh God, will begin to receive life. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.
What a powerful word and a powerful prayer. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Everyone that is on this platform tonight has been handpicked by God. God is bringing us into a place of supernatural elevation. I know that even as you have invested of your time, God is going to exalt each one on this platform in supernatural ways, to do extraordinary things, to move upon your ministries in amazing ways. I give God praise for this very special time. I want to introduce to the Gap family, a dear brother, friend, son of the Most High God. The last time I saw him, I was some Central America nation. I felt led to leave my hotel room and just wander. And I wandered into some restaurant, and there he was. And we had a wonderful time of fellowshipping together. Pastor Alex Osorio is a pastor in our great capital city, Ottawa. Pastor Alex, I turn it over to you for the next 5-8 minutes.
Thank you so much, Bishop. I'm so happy to be here. And oh, what an amazing opportunity. And I want to greet every single person that is online here tonight. You know, I really quickly want to take a moment to share this word that has been springing in my spirit all throughout the day. And ever since, Bishop, you asked me to come on, this word kept on ringing in my spirit. Real quickly, we all know the story of Peter walking on the water. In Matthew chapter 14, the Bible says that in the middle of the night of the fourth watch, the Bible says that Jesus came walking on the water. And Peter asked that very question that is so powerful. He says, tell me, may I go up on the water? And the Bible says, we all know the story. The Bible says he got out of the boat. He started walking on the water and suddenly he sank. And a lot of the times we've been told that the failure of this story was Peter, that Peter failed, that how could it be possible that he doubted and he failed? But the real failure of this story was not Peter sinking in the water, because we will all go through ups and downs in our lives and our walk with God. But the real failure of the story was the 11 that remained in the boat. And God spoke to me clearly, very specifically for 2022. You cannot be one of the 11 that stays inside the boat. Imagine for a moment, dear saints, if all the 11 would have followed the example of Peter, we would have had 12 men walking on the water, but all of them decided to stay inside the boat. The failure of this story is not Peter. Peter is a success. Peter is a man that we should follow in the sense that he did something bold. He did something courageous. He believed. And yes, in our faith, we will hit a wall. We will go through the valley of the shadow of death. We will find adversities left and right. But we cannot be like the 11 that remain in the boat. 2022 is the year in which we got to take our cities. We got to take our churches. We got to take our message from the boat and put it inside the water. We got to walk on the water. And I believe firmly for 2022, it is the year in which we are going to see the unprecedented move of God in a supernatural, powerful way, unlike anything we've ever seen. I do believe that Jesus is coming, and we are on the verge. Oh my God, we are on the verge of seeing one of the greatest moves of God, unlike anything we've ever seen before. And that's why the devil says that we are sinking. That's why the enemy says that we're going through adversity. But I say to you tonight, in Jesus' name, I don't know about you, but I am not staying inside that boat. I would rather start sinking in the water, but I walked on the water, than have a story that I stayed inside the boat. There is no testimony with staying in the boat. There is no revival in the boat. There is no manifestation of the power of God in the boat. This is the time where we got to get out from the boat and start walking on the water. In Jesus' mighty name, I am declaring that this nation of Canada is on the verge of seeing one of the greatest moves of God. I'm declaring tonight in Jesus' mighty name that there shall not be one of us that will remain inside the boat, but we will have a testimony that we will say, I walked on the water. I've seen the provision of God. I've seen the power of God. I've seen the glory of God. Ain't no way in 2022 I'm gonna stay inside the boat where defeat and sorrow is, but I'm plucking myself out. I'm coming into the water, and if I sink, he will pick me up, but I will have a testimony to say, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I shall walk on the water. So I want to declare this word real quickly into each and every single life. Father, I speak into every single city, into every single nation, into every single province and state. Right now, I declare the power of God. I declare the fire of God. I declare the glory of God over every single pastor, over every single church, over every single city. Right now, chains be broken, yokes of bondage be destroyed. And I speak right now the prophetic word of the Lord. We shall live and we shall not die. But I declare over you tonight that there is a mighty move over your church. There is a mighty move of God over your family. There is financial revival coming. I speak it over your city, over your nation, over your town. In the name of Jesus, I declare this year we shall walk on the water and see the manifestation of the power of God. I'm sorry, I'm a little excited, but I cannot help it. God is on the move. We are believing it. We are declaring it this year. I'm walking on the water. I hope to see you there, not in the boat. I hope to see you walking on the water beside me. God bless you. Love you all so much.
Are you getting me so fired up?
Oh, God. I'm telling you, Bishop, I've been springing in my spirit and I've been jumping inside my heart. I believe 2022 is a year unlike anything we've ever seen. Love you so much.
Love you too, my brother. Yes, we're not going to be part of the 11 sitting in the boat watching Peter walk.
No, sir.
Peter stank. That's all right. But he cried out for help.
That's right.
The Bible doesn't say Jesus carried him like a baby back. He walked together into that boat.
Oh, wow.
We may slip. We may slide, we may fall, but it's just temporary. You never accomplish anything if you don't try. And one of the things the Lord spoke to me about, and I was sharing with Mama just the other day, was that God is bringing us to a place where the walk of faith is so normal that people wonder, what are you doing? But it's so part of us that we don't think that we're doing anything. It's just so natural. And it's a dimension that is so glorious, because this is a dimension only people. And I'm excited with all the challenges of 2022. I'm more excited about the glorious move of God as he brings about order, and brings newness. Mm. I'm not looking for the next thing that God wants to do. He said he's going to do a new thing. Mm. And in this newness, we are all going to be awed, because it's something that we've never read about, studied about, experienced before. This is a glorious year for the Church of Jesus Christ. Mm. Next, I want to introduce a dear man of God. I've not met him physically, but we've talked. The first time I started talking with him, I had a sense in my spirit that he was family, that he had a heart for God, mm-hmm. and a heart for his people. I want to introduce to you a dear man of God, Dr. Joseph Grubb. I know I saw him on the platform earlier. Where are you?
Hey, Bishop.
Oh, there you are. Yeah. There you are.
I'm in Sunny Vaughan.
Sunny Vaughan, where's that?
We're the city above Toronto.
Ah, hey.
No polar bears.
Okay. Okay. Well, I give you the next 6 to 8 minutes to share the heart of God with us and to lead us in prayer.
Yes. Bishop, what a privilege, like the other gentlemen, all the men of God are sharing, to partner with God first and foremost and with one another together in Canada. Brothers, praying for Canada. Jesus is going to have the final word in Canada. And I want to jump in real quickly, because there's an impartation here tonight. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Everyone here, there's an impartation right now from every aspect. The manifold wisdom of the Holy Spirit is here. There's an impartation. You can read about this in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. And then there's a demarcation. Speaking about this for tonight, I said, Lord, don't you love it when you don't understand these words that God is saying to you, but he's giving something important. Demarcation means there is a marking off of the limits or the boundaries of something. Very important. And of course, we know in God, there are no boundaries. With God, all things are possible, but there are boundaries within relationships. There are boundaries to our life. We live, we die. There are boundaries for many things. But without getting into that too much tonight, we're going to also pray for the release of, through this impartation and through these demarcation of boundaries in a whole, in the fullness of what God wants, not only in Canada, but United States and other countries, that there would be a full demonstration of the Holy Spirit, that we would be like Paul, that we would not just come with words only, but in the demonstration of the power of the Canada needs the demonstration of the power. Enough words. We need the word of God, but we need the word of God on fire and in power and in the demonstration of the Holy Spirit, nothing less. And it goes, I believe, with that. We need this demonstration in every city, every town of Canada, every nation. And God is going to release. And listen, in this demarcation, we need to take our place. Every Christian needs to be in their place. Can you say amen? From seeking God's face, not just his hand and his power, but seeking God's face and taking their place and running their race, Hebrews 12. We got to run our race. There is a race. We are all running in the race, and it's let's get out of the rat race and get into God's race. Amen. And let's finish well. And so I just want to declare and decree. So remember those three words, impartation, demarcation, and demonstration. Heavenly Father, in the name that is above every name, the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for that impartation from your holy word, by your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. And not only by your spirit, Lord, we thank you that we will not only know your will and prove it in the earth and demonstrate the power of God, but that we will do it like Moses in your way. Who, what, where, when, why, and how. Lord God, I pray that we would be accurate in our movements, Lord. I declare in the name of Jesus that we're not only accurate, but our steps are ordered of you and divine relationships are ordered of you. Father, in the name of Jesus, come on, if you want this, that God would remove toxic relationships and set divine order in your relationships. Just lift your hands to God. Father, we just pray in the name of Jesus that toxic relationships would be removed and you would set, no, Lord, whatever they are, whether it is in the workplace, in the church, in our families, whatever it is, Lord, restructure our relationships, remove the toxic ones, and bring divine order that we may take our place quickly in every sphere of influence, Lord, and that we may run our race, Lord. Father, we also declare and decree in the name of Jesus that we would discern between the holy and the profane. Lord, we thank you for an impartation from your holy word and by your Holy Spirit that we would know the holy from the profane, Lord, and that we would know what spirit we are dealing with in 2022, whether the Holy Spirit, whether demon spirits, and whether carnal spirits, whatever. Lord, may we go by the leading of your spirit in Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, finally, Father, we declare that we would move in the spirit, not only of grace, but of truth, Lord. Yes. I declare the release of the spirit of truth.
Yes.
Truth in Jesus' name. Come on, Lord, we just say the truth is setting us free.
Amen.
In every area, in our minds, in our will, in our everything. In Jesus' mighty name. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so very much for such a powerful word, powerful prayer. Yes, we need to experience that separation, that demarcation, where God removes those things that defile. Got to pursue the heartbeat of God.
Yes.
And compromise our faith. Compromise the word of God. With all the challenges of this year, one of the great challenge is that of compromise. Compromising truth for growth. No, no, no. This thing that God wants to do is not going to be compromised. And the boldness of God to stand against the tide of the corruption that wants to even come inside the church. that boldness must be so firm. We've got to have a backbone to stand for truth and understand this. Stand for truth, that the powers of darkness will back down. I know, because God brought me through an experience in the last few days to show me what's happening in the realm of the spirit, going beyond the surface and seeing what's happening underneath. We are going to have to stand. And there are going to be forces, even within our churches, that want to compromise or cause us as men and women of God to compromise the truth for a false growth, a false harvest. No, God is coming for a church that has no blemish, no spots, no wrinkles. And we are not going to be participants of that which is not of God. Under any circumstance, we will stand with God and his purpose and not be swept into the corruption of the society that wants to embrace everything. No, that's not us. We are sons of the Most High God. We are ambassadors of the Most High God. I thank you so very much for praying that prayer of faith. At this time, I want to introduce another dear son. He's just celebrating a new year, a new beginning. And I tried to connect with him for the longest time because I knew he was part of this gathering. And for some reason, I couldn't connect, not until a few days ago, when I saw a text message from him. He said, I won't say how many years old, a young man. I said to him, I've been trying to reach you. Would you join me and other men and women of God on the last day, the great finale of our 32 days of intensive focus on the Lord. I want to introduce to you today Pastor Peter Uba. Pastor Uba, will you take us through the next 6-8 minutes with that which God has placed on your heart?
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Bishop Mike. Such a pleasure to be with you all and for reconnecting. I'm happy to be here. I'm already been blessed. I'm going to try to jam what I have in my heart through within the space of time that I have been given. We are living in a time we have never lived before. God is the one that is stirring this thing up. The Bible tells us that creation awaits with eager expectation for the revelation of the sons and daughters of God. Their creation has been subjected to frustration, not by its own will, but by the will of the one that subjected it, in the hope that creation will be liberated from the bondage of decay and be brought to a place of glorious freedom of the sons and daughters of God. Romans chapter 9, chapter 8, verse 19. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 61 said, see, darkness covers the whole earth. Mm-hmm. But the Lord shall arise.
Mm.
The glory of the Lord shall arise. And in the wake of all that is happening in this time, one thing that moves my heart so much was when I hear the teaching of Apostle Paul, when he was talking about the revelation of the mysteries of God, how the Gentiles and Israel, they've become of one body, or sharers of the same promise. And he talked about how this mystery was hidden for such a long time and now being released, revealed to the apostles and the prophets. And he says, and God's intent, the reason why he hid it, his intent was that his manifold wisdom would, through the church, God's manifold wisdom will be revealed to principalities and powers. Four things that I want to drop here before I pray. In Ephesians chapter 1, Paul was saying, he said, I pray that you will receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that you may know him better. So I believe in the wake of all these trials that are going on, God is drawing us to himself, that we may know him better.
Amen.
Paul says, I want to know you, Lord. I want to know the power of your resurrection. I want to share in the fellowship of your suffering. Moses had an encounter with God. He said, God, don't send me if you will not go with me. How will the people know that we are a distinguished people if you don't go with us? Beloved, God is saying he wants his people to know him, because it is in knowing him that we can now be able to receive the impartation of who God is and manifest this impartation of his kingdom on earth. And secondly, he said, I pray that the eyes of your heart will be enlightened, that you may know the purpose for which you have been called. That's a divine purpose. Even with all this, in knowing him, then you're able to identify the reason why you're here on earth. And he talked about the glorious riches that are in the saint, the glorious riches that are in the saint. And lastly, talk about the incomparably great power, the incomparable great power for those who believe, the incomparably great power for those who believe. And he spoke about how this power is like the working of his mighty strength when he exalted it in Christ and he raised him up from the dead and seated him in the heavenly realm, far above all principalities and powers, every name, every dominion. And God is now saying, when Christ was raised from the dead, that you and I are raised up with him, and we are seated with Christ in the heavenly realm. Beloved, where we are seated, Satan can't touch you.
Amen.
Where you are seated is a place of experience with God. And through that place, then you cannot demonstrate and manifest the power of the kingdom of God on earth. Beloved, this is the time for us to manifest the power and the glory of God on the earth. For Christians are saying, they are saying, where are the Apostle Paul of this day? Where are the Elijahs of this day? Where are the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego of this day? Where are the men and women of faith that will rise up? As the Bible says, though darkness covers the earth, but my glory shall arise. The Lord shall arise. Father in heaven, you alone are God. But there is none that is like unto you in all the earth. You are awesome in power and glorious in holiness. How excellent is your name in all the earth. Father, we thank you for what you are doing in a time such as this. You are raising up your sons and your daughters, oh God. And you are planting them in places to manifest your power and to establish order, to establish your kingdom. Oh God, through signs, wonders, and miracles. Oh, precious Father, I pray for every brother and every sister that you would draw them closer. And closer to you, oh God, and reveal yourself to them and the power of your Holy Spirit and your might, oh God, my Lord, order their step in the light of your word. For I pray that you establish them in your righteousness, oh God, deliver them from every evil and every power of the enemy. I sat no bosatarapasekia. I pray the Rebaba Shandoru Rabosupia. I capo Sandinababa. Whatever I pray, every power of the enemy against the lies, I shatter it now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every assignment of the enemy against your ministry, against your household, Lord, in the name that is above every name, I nullify these assignments. And I decree and I declare wholeness and order and healing and deliverance and salvation over them right now in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Oh, wow. What an evening this has been, just to experience. Oh, the anointed fever of God flowing. Oh, blessed be the name of the Most High. Thank you so very much for reminding us again that all creation awaits the manifestations of the sons of God. Yes, creation is frustrated, pushed down, held back down. But everything needs to come to its fullness. And the word of God says that he will restore all things for his coming. I believe that glorious things are in store for every one of us. I was illustrating something the Lord showed to me with a young child, maybe about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I said to this child, I said, go limp. And so he went limp. And I said to pull him. I said, this is how God is about to put you and I. Take us from where we are now to where he wants us to be. He is not about to delay anything. We are going to be experiencing things in the Holy Ghost that is founded on God's purpose, just like he shut the mouth of Zechariah because he did not want Zechariah to speak another word, to bring about a delay because it was a fullness of time. There is a fullness of time. And God has made the determination that he's going to do a new thing. And none of us will stop it. I'm excited about the year we've stepped into. I'm excited about every one of you that God has put on this platform. And now it's my honor, my privilege to introduce a dear man of God. I honor everyone that's on this platform. And my statement now is not to say that I honor one person more than another. But this dear man of God, he's a dear, humble man, a lover of God, one who put water in the hands of my spiritual father, went ahead of him, prayed through so many situations, stood by him and continues to stand by him, even though my father's gone home. He continues to carry the mantle, as we all do. I got to know him because many times I spent time crisscrossing the world with him. I love this man. He's a very special man in my heart. He's a man that speaks so many languages. We'll go to a country and he will speak the language of the people there. And I wondered, how many languages does this guy speak? Is there a place, is there a person that he does not know? He's a Jew. And he's at the prayer wall right now in San Diego that has all Jerusalem stones. It's my great honor and privilege to introduce this platform. And a dear brother, a co-laborer in the vineyard of the Lord, Reverend Don Mandel, please. I am going to do something. I'm going to give you as much time as you want. I'm not going to limit you to 6 to 8 minutes. I just want you to just share with us right now.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Well, to quote our spiritual father, can you hear me okay? Because there's a little bit of noise.
Yes, hear you.
To quote your spiritual father, I received that wonderful introduction, but I don't receive it for me, but I receive it for the only one who is worthy to be praised. And at this moment, I'm very honored because you have not received me into one of your homes, two of your homes, but three of your homes, because I am in your home, in your church, I'm in your virtual home. You know, in Judges 14:4, it says that the parents of Samson were confused. They didn't understand that God was seeking an occasion against the Philistines. And this whole thing started. And I know you as such a man of the nations to travel. I thought, oh my God, what is the devil in for up there? And sure enough, it's been cultivated in the virtual realm, a tremendous networking and display of unity. But the third home is where I stand right now, the Marcelo Legacy International Center, that you stood unselfishly, and of course also Reverend Alfred, Reverend Peter, we're going to have the Reverend Mark Masson, Reverend Greg Morrow, and so many others that participated in the birthing of this place, which is a depository of the legacy of Dr. Cirillo, but also of so many people such as yourself. 42 years of faithful or more. You were here in San Diego in 1979. At the feet of the Holy Spirit. Did you receive financial support to go back to Africa? Go? No, you came in the Spirit for the things of the Spirit. And so I bring you the greeting of Mama Teresa, of David Cirillo, and the heartfelt love of every one of us. And I want to thank the other ministers who have imparted to my spirit and imparted to so many into the very atmosphere of your nation so far during this time of fellowship that we have together. Hallelujah. Jesus, praise and honor and blessing and glory to the Most High. And when I knew that I was asked to pray for the saints, I always challenge myself a little bit. Gosh, that's a pretty big prayer objective. But our God is a God of specificity. Yes, he led the man away from the crowd and said Ephatha, but he's also a God of general global prayer, even dispensational prayer. And so just as, I mean, what an immense prayer, John 17:21, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. That's speaking forward to so many generations, speaking broadly to all those written in the Lamb's Book of Life, beyond even of the Roman Empire, that he'd have to shake them to say, no, it's not just for the Jew, it's for the Gentile. Go to Cornelius, go to all these places. And so, yes, after we put on the whole armor of God, Ephesians 6:18, then we do pray with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. Yes, Philemon 5, with the love and faith toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints. And so now we join together. To elevate all the saints. That is the experience. And with all the love and respect we have for some of our religious friends who have an All Saints Day, they have a concept of a limited number of saints. But this is the rich, the normal, what Watchman Nee called the normal Christian life, the normal Christian experience of being a son of the Most High God, crucified with Christ, and that the yet not I would break out of the lives everywhere in Canada. We're not talking about a syndrome. We're not talking about a specific emotional reaction, but we're talking about the very ingredients of creation that come into the heart and take over. And the house of David gets stronger and stronger. And the house of Saul gets weaker and weaker until the average experience is a minute to minute. And we thank you, Father, for our bishop. We thank you for Bishop Mike. We've seen him in the nations, and he ministers mightily, but not to be admired, but to impart, to raise up the body, to raise up the saints, that people will not say 3 weeks from now a healing evangelist is coming. But right now, where we're standing, at the bus stop, at the bank, in the marketplace, all of the 9 gifts are in manifestation. All of the fruit are in manifestation. Yes, Lord, we take hold, not as a slogan, not as just a verse that we quote out of a book of antiquity, but a living reality, chosen generation, holy nation, peculiar people, and especially the priesthood, priest, hallelujah, the kingdom of priests, him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us a kingdom of priests unto God and his Father. Hallelujah. And so we go in that priesthood to Exodus 29:29. And the garment of the priest when they were to be anointed. And that garment can also, it is of course the righteousness of Christ, but it can be a mantle of mentorship. It can be a mantle where we showed God that we had the humility, not only God whom we have not seen, but man whom we've seen that is energized and anointed, like God's servant, Dr. Morrisarello, or other great generals of God. We have that mantle upon us. And then we go to that oil, those precious ingredients of that oil, the cinnamon, the cassia, the calamus, the olive oil, and that oil, notice ingredients, are placed upon the tabernacle, which you know from 2 Corinthians 5:1, hallelujah. These are the tabernacle. And so we take a moment to pray, not only for the spiritual growth and development, not only for the retaliation against the devil, for all that has been attempted. We're mindful of Israel. We're mindful that if the nations had just agreed, if the Arab nations had just said, okay, in 1948, it would have been a tiny country. But because they all surrounded and attacked, the territory increased by approximately 40%. And then again in 1967, hallelujah, by attacking. That is how Jerusalem came back in 1973, attacking. And this attack, as I said, I don't even want to imagine what I heard, but they're going to confine. They're going to try to confine Bishop Mike from his world travels. I thought, oh my God, watch out, devil. Lord God, this is a year of spiritual conquest.
Amen.
The year of retaliation. Amen. But this is the year of taking back. Hallelujah. I thank you for the prophetic anointing that I heard come from the spirits of each of those who've spoken. I thank you that these are not things that we've read or heard or sermons, three-point sermons that we dreamed up, but that you are speaking vigorously and with vitality to your people and truly making the term army of God a reality. And we pray for their physical bodies. These are not statistics. They do not consult actuarial tables to find out how much time they have left. If they have a standard, it's not a standard of Psalm 90, 70 to 80 years, which was when they were under the wrath of God, their secret sins before the light of God's countenance. But if anything, it would be Genesis 6:3, the days of a man's life would be 120 years. Do we promise that? No, but let's have a divine standard, not a standard of failure in the wilderness. And Lord, that resurrection power right now, surging through the bodies of everyone within the sound of my voice. The broken body of Jesus did not wash anyone from their sins. It was only the blood, but the broken body. Right now, we take of that broken body for every infirmity, for every malady, for every deformity, for every physical challenge. And we proclaim and decree that the body of Christ is not part of the fallen body of Adam. It's a new species. It's a new species, eating the hidden manna with a new written, which no one knows save they that receive it. He that overcomes, she eat of the tree of life in the midst of the paradise of God. Oh, we praise you, we worship you, we thank you. And Bishop is so generous with his time to me, Father, but I know that you put very special word, very special declaration in his heart that we need to hear. So as we draw near, we just complete with the blessing that you commanded us to say, and it never gets old, it never loses its power. Numbers 6:23-26. Yibracha Adonai v'yishmarecha. The Lord bless you and keep you. Ya'er Adonai panavalecha v'chonecha. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be merciful to you. Yisa Adonai panavalecha v'yasem lecha shalom. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. And we also add thanks for keeping your word to your servant Marcelo, that his ministry would not die. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you.
Amen. And oh, glorious God.
Jesus.
We are so thankful. We are so thankful. We are so thankful for this day to set apart. Bless you. Nothing that has happened today has been written by man. All we have heard by your Spirit. And we embrace all that you have for us. You are our keeper. Mm-hmm. You are our you are our peace. You are all things to us. Mm-hmm. And we surrender our lives to you. Make of us that which you will. for you are the potter, and we are just the clay. Mold us and make us after thy will while we are yielded. Yes, Lord, yielded and still. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. What a blessing this has been tonight. I forgot to forewarn you that every evening, one of the things we did was to share communion together. So if you don't have access to communion, you'll have to participate by faith. That works too. But you, if you have access to it, grab something. I see Pastor Sam is moving. Hallelujah. Reverend Don, thank you. You set it all up for us for communion. I'm going to ask that we all take of the body. And as we take of the body, remember that this is the body of the quickened one. And as we take of this body, may the God who quickens, the God who grants supernatural speed, do the extraordinary with us. In 2021, I heard myself saying these words, speedify, Lord, speedify. It was a new word. As we take off this body, may the Lord speedify. Grant supernatural speed. Take and eat. The blood of Jesus that cleanses, sanctifies, and exudes mercy. As we take of this cup, let mercy flow as a river. Of our lives, of our families, of our ministry, our callings. Mercy, bring us to fullness. Take on this cup and drink. Let me give God thanks and give you thanks on behalf of the Lord for a powerful time together. you've made this month an amazing month. All of us speakers from the nations of the world, from Europe, from Africa, South and Central America, the United States, Canada. Have been a tremendous blessing to us. And I thank God for every one of them. Thank you for your prayers, for your support. Thank you for being on this platform today. May the blessings of God be bestowed so richly upon each one. May God do for you what no man can do. May God place you in places no one can place you. May God honor you like no one can. May he establish us. May he promote you. May he elevate you. And may he cause supernatural speed that will cause you to overcome. May he give you his stability, his strength, his resolve, his passion. May everything that you need to fulfill your assignment come your way now. May destiny helpers be dispatched to stand with you and help you. For everyone needs help. May your help come speedily. And may you be overwhelmed with goodness, the joy of the Lord, grace, 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 I pronounce over every son, over every daughter, over every partner, over every co-laborer. May the God who has called us to partnership with him help us to partner well. For the God who says, do not be unequally yoked, will not be unequally yoked. So God, make us merge with you in this last of the last days. Make us your voice, make us your hands, make us your feet. We have the mind of Christ. Speak in the wisdom and grace that God, only you, can bestow. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. Well, for our guest speakers, you don't have to participate on this time, but right now, I want to encourage everyone, Psalms, doctors, partners, wherever you are, this is a time for us to sow. May God speak to you right now on how you shall sow. The information should be on the screen. Just give unto the Lord from the depths of your being. May the God who multiplies your seed sown cause you to abound in all graces so that you can fulfill every mandate because you've joined in partnership with him. So I encourage you now. You have the information by e-transfer, whatever order means, or you can go directly to the website and you can give through the website. And those of you in the sanctuary, you can give directly right there where you are. Those of you on other platforms, read it, YouTube, Facebook, whatever other platforms you may be operating or listening and fellowshipping with, find a way to connect with your giving. And may God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name, I declare it so. Amen. Well, thank you so very much. I don't know how I can thank you for your time tonight and for the blessing that you have released. God spoke to us tonight, and your prayers were awesome prayers. And I know he heard us because they were prayers of faith. Everyone bringing to the table what God in their hearts. Thank you so very much. I bless you in Jesus' name. And I'll be in touch with every one of you just to let you know how much we appreciate you. Does anyone have something they want to say before we cut off tonight? Anything else? I see your mouth moving.
I just wanted to say, my dear friend, God bless you. And to each and every single one of the ministers, whether we've met or not, I bless you. And it was an honor to be here tonight. God bless you. Much love to everyone, wherever you are. Love you all. God bless you.
Bless you too. I saw you moving, Pastor Joseph. Did you change? No. Okay, same.
I'm still here. I took my coat off because it's so warm here in Toronto.
Yes. Thank you very much for reminding us about how warm it's in Toronto. Well, bless the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you so very much. Appreciate you all. Good night. Love you, and we'll chat again. Good night. Love you. Bye-bye.